This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. New Mexico Environment Department recommends excavation of LANL's Material Disposal Area C. The comment period is open for the public to review the New Mexico Environment Department's recommendation to excavate the 11.8-acre unlined dump called Material Disposal Area C, or MDAC, at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. Public comments are due Monday, November 6th. According to LANL logbooks, MDAC first received radioactive, toxic, and hazardous liquid, gases, and solid wastes in 1948. Disposal operations ended in 1974. There are 6 disposal pits, 1 chemical disposal pit, and 108 shafts, all unlined, allowing the buried wastes to migrate into the water, air, and soil. In the ensuing 49 years, the contaminated waste has been migrating towards regional drinking water supplies. The department explained that volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, are present directly below the dump at depths of approximately 600 feet below ground surface. Some VOCs can cause cancer. Others can react with other gases and form air pollutants once they are in the air. As required by the New Mexico Hazardous Waste Act and its regulations, the department prepared a statement of basis to show how excavation will protect human health and the environment. The department stated, quote, "For maximum protection of public and environmental health and safety, and to ensure that the drinking water resource can be conservatively protected, the department has determined that excavation, plume monitoring, and institutional controls, along with a passive and active soil vapor extraction system at MDAC, to remove the waste and eliminate the VOC contaminant sources detected in soil, is the most appropriate cleanup measure," end quote. LANL successfully excavated its oldest radioactive waste dump that operated from 1944 to 1948 on DP Road in Los Alamos, called MDAB. It was excavated when LANL received $110 million from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. A large movable tent under negative air pressure and with HEPA filtration was installed over the dump. Earth movers and other large equipment operated inside to carefully remove the waste from the deep trenches. It was sorted, characterized, and properly disposed. One cleanup report described the extensive planning that was done. The report concluded, quote, "The one area where planning did not fail to meet reality was safety. There were no serious worker injuries, and the minor injuries recorded were those common to construction-type activities," end quote. Public comments are due to the Environment Department on Monday, November 6th by 5 p.m. Mountain Time. CCNS has prepared sample public comments you can use in support of excavation of MDAC. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.